man, interview prep. Right. It's like this weird mix of excitement and, oh my gosh, I need this job pressure. We all want that secret sauce that makes us stand out. And honestly, who has time to wade through a million generic articles?
It can feel overwhelming, that's for sure.
So today we're diving deep into some expert guides I found, pulling out those aha moments that can actually make a difference.
Love it. Let's do this.
First up, Indeed. Their guides, How to Ace an Interview and Best Practices for Virtual Interviews, are known for being super practical, and they do not disappoint.
Indeed is great for that step-by-step approach.
Right. Like, one thing they emphasize is bringing both a notepad and D, a printed resume, to an in-person interview.
Subtle but smart.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm prepared and I care about details. It's not going to win you the job on its own, but.
But it shows you're taking it seriously. It's about those small signals that add up. What I find fascinating about their approach, though, is that the interview starts way before you even say hello to the hiring manager.
Oh, tell me more about that.
It's all about first impressions. They highlight the importance of researching the company, not just the role.
Okay, that makes sense. It's not enough to just know the job description,
Yeah.
right? Like, I could be the world's best pastry chef, but if I walk into a vegan bakery.
Exactly. You've got to understand their values, their culture, their why. It shows you're genuinely invested, not just sending out generic applications.
It's like showing up to a potluck with a dish everyone will actually enjoy. You've got to know your audience.
Yeah.
So, how do they suggest going deeper than just reading the company's About Us page?
They're big on connecting your skills to their needs. How can you help them solve a problem, achieve a goal? It's about demonstrating you'll be a valuable asset, not just someone filling a seat.
Right. It's that missing piece of the puzzle feeling. Speaking of puzzles, one thing I always struggle with is those behavioral interview questions like the, tell me about a time when, you know those.
Oh, absolutely. Those can be tricky.
Indeed suggests using the STAR method. Have you heard of that?
The STAR method is gold. It's not enough to just say, I'm a team player. You need a specific example that backs it up.
Right. Everyone says they're a team player or results-oriented, but a good story, that's memorable.
Exactly. It brings your skills to life. It makes you relatable.
Now, since we're living in the age of Zoom, Indeed has a whole separate guide for virtual interviews, which makes sense. Remote work is huge. One thing that stood out to me there was.
Let me guess. They go beyond just the tech setup, right?
Totally. They actually talk about using the virtual setting to your advantage, like having a work-related but not too distracting background.
It's all about being aware of what's behind you. It shouldn't look like a tornado just hit, but it's also a chance to subtly showcase your personality, your interests.
It's like that fine line between professional and I haven't left the house in 3 days.
Exactly. You want to find that sweet spot.
So it's like, yeah, maybe I could have a poach off behind me for a video interview, but if I'm applying for a job designing cutting-edge skate park.
Maybe swap it out for some cool artwork or, I don't know, a skateboard ramp blueprint.
Exactly. Read the room. Right. Even if that room is a Zoom call. Speaking of reading the room, this next source dives deep into the psychology of the interview.
Ooh, I love a little interview psychology. What are we looking at?
This is from H Careers, their article, How to Ace an Interview in 2024. And they make this point that I'd never really considered. They say, the interview doesn't start when you sit down with the hiring manager. It starts the moment you enter their world.
Okay, so first impressions matter, we know that, but they're taking it a step further.
Yeah, like it's more than just a firm handshake or making eye contact when you walk in. They're talking about every interaction.
Oh, wow. So even if I'm just asking the receptionist for directions or making small talk with someone in the waiting area.
They say, absolutely yes. You never know who you're talking to, who might be observing, or whose opinion might matter to the hiring manager.
It's like always be on, even when you think you're just killing time.
That's what they're saying, because even those casual moments can reveal something about your personality, your communication style, how you handle yourself under pressure.
So, how do you make sure you're on your A game, even when you're caught off guard? Any tips for that?
They emphasize this idea of staying on message, knowing the value you bring to the table and weaving that into every answer, every interaction.
Ooh, I like that. So it's not just answering their questions directly, it's subtly reminding them why you're the best person for the job in every conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It's like strategic storytelling, I guess. You're not just giving a chronological account of your work history. You're connecting your experiences back to their needs, showing how your skills can help them achieve their goals.
It's almost like you're interviewing them in a way, showing that you understand their challenges and you're the one with the solutions.
Totally. Now, since we're talking about the more subtle aspects of communication, I was curious, Do they talk about body language at all? Or is that less important in a virtual setting?
It's funny you should mention that. They actually have a whole section on nonverbal communication.
Oh, interesting. What do they say?
They emphasize that even if you're not face-to-face, those nonverbal cues still matter. Your posture, your facial expressions, whether you're fidgeting or making eye contact with the camera, it all adds up.
It's so easy to forget about all that when you're nervous about your internet connection or trying to remember your talking points.
Right, but it makes a difference. It's about being present and engaged, showing that you're taking it seriously.
So much of communication is nonverbal. It's like, even if I have a perfect answer, if I'm delivering it while staring at the ceiling.
Exactly. The message gets lost.
Yeah.
You want to project confidence and enthusiasm even through the screen.
For sure. Now, before we move on to our last source, anything from H Careers that struck you as a potential interview pitfall? Something to watch out for?
Well, they had this whole section about bad-mouthing previous employers.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, do people still do that?
Yeah.
But then I remembered every not-so-subtle eye roll I've done when telling a story about a past job.
It's so tempting, though, especially when you're trying to explain why you're leaving or why this new opportunity is so exciting.
Right. Like, oh, my last boss. Yeah, they thought Comic Sans was a good font for business emails. Hilarious at a party. Maybe not so much in an interview. Exactly. H Careers is spot on there. Even if your last job was a complete nightmare, the interview isn't the time to vent.
So even if my stapler really did go missing under mysterious circumstances...
Maybe save that story for your friends. Focus on what you learned from those experiences, even the negative ones. It shows resilience, a willingness to grow.
It's about showing them you're focused on solutions, not dwelling on problems. Okay, I can see that. Now we've got one more source in the stack, and this one's pretty comprehensive.
It really is. It's called Detailed Report on How to Ace a Job Interview, and it lives up to that title. One thing I found really interesting is that it actually digs into the interview process itself.
Okay, like from their side of the table.
Yeah. They acknowledge that interviews aren't perfect. They even talk about potential biases that can come into play.
Which is a good reminder that it's not just about us proving ourselves to them. They've got to prove themselves to us, too.
Exactly. It's a two-way street. And while we can't control everything, being aware of those potential biases can help us tailor our approach.
So, like, if I know a company has struggled with diversity in its leadership, I might subtly highlight experiences that show my commitment to inclusion.
Exactly. It's about being mindful of the context without losing sight of your authentic self.
Right. Like, I'm not going to suddenly pretend to be fluent in Mandarin if the job doesn't require it, but...
But you can highlight experiences that demonstrate your cultural competence, your adaptability, those kinds of things.
It's about connecting the dots for them in a way that feels genuine. Now, speaking of subtle cues, this report also gets into body language, which I thought was interesting since so many interviews are virtual these days.
It's so easy to forget about body language when you're on camera, but it makes a difference. They talk about things like eye contact, posture, hand gestures.
All those things we do without even thinking about it.
Exactly. And they can either reinforce your message or completely undermine it. Like, if you're saying all the right things, but you're slumped over and avoiding eye contact.
It's like, yeah, I believe you're excited about this opportunity. Not, so how did they suggest tackling that?
Practice. They recommend recording yourself, answering common interview questions, so you can see how you come across. Do you fidget? Yeah. Do you make eye contact with the camera?
Oh, that's a good idea. Because I know I have certain nervous habits that I'm not even aware of.
Right. It's about bringing those subconscious habits to the surface so you can make a conscious effort to project confidence and authenticity.
Because even if I memorize all the right answers, if I come across as stiff and rehearsed...
It's not going to resonate.
Yeah.
They emphasize authenticity a lot in this report. Yes, be prepared, but don't try to be someone you're not. Let your personality shine through.
Because that's what people connect with, right? It's like, I can tell you I'm a great cook, but if you taste my food and it's bland and boring.
Exactly. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Show them who you are, what makes you unique. That's what makes you memorable.
Okay, love that. Now, one more thing from this report that really stood out to me. They had this whole section on controlling your pace.
Oh, that's so important. It's natural to rush when you're nervous, but it's crucial to slow down, take a breath, think before you speak.
It's so tempting to just blurt out the first thing that comes to mind, especially when you're feeling put on the spot.
Right. But taking those pauses, even if they feel awkward at the moment, it shows you're being thoughtful, that you're not just rattling off canned responses.
It's like that moment of silence before a really good song, that anticipation that makes you lean in and listen.
Perfectly said. So there you have it. We've covered a lot of ground today. practical tips, psychological strategies, the power of authenticity, even the importance of a well-timed pause.
We've definitely gone deep. From crafting the perfect background to mastering the art of the strategic pause, we've got you covered.
And remember, the interview is just one step in your journey. Focus on showcasing your best self, your genuine passion, and the right opportunity will present itself.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive on acing your next interview. We'll be back next time with a whole new topic, but until then, happy job hunting.